Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1714, William F. Godwin Jr.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a GR general residential district to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 3.61 acres more or less, lying southeast of Phillips Hill Road, being Road 472, 1/4 mile east of Johnson Road, being Road 434A. Gentlemen, the applicant did provide copies of the minor subdivision plan, which it's exhibited on your site location map, but this is a little larger. You might be able to read it better. It shows the location of the proposed septic systems, et cetera. That is an actual copy of the recorded document for the minor subdivision. It's recorded in plot book 131, page 69, in the Office of Recorder of Deeds. We did receive comments from DelDOT on January 25th of 2012. It is in the form of a support facilities report referencing that a traffic impact study is not recommended, that the current level of service A of Phillips Hill Road will not change as a result of this application. We did receive one additional agency comment being an April 9, 2012 memo from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. It references that the site is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 5, that on-site septic is proposed, that conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. And to date, that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you.
I'm a little nervous, I'm sorry.
Well, let me tell you something. This is just like sitting in your living room, okay? You are just going to have a conversation. We're going to ask you a few questions, and that's all there is to it. You're going to be just fine.
He's nervous, it'd be the first time he's nervous about anything.
Well, then apparently someone's already familiar with
that. First of all, I want to thank you for your time tonight. I know you guys have busy schedules, so I will keep this short. I heard a couple of statements that we talk about the economic times, and basically that's what this comes down to is what I want to do is be able to have an option down the road if I want to put a single wide, double wide, or stick built house. That's basically why I want to change it from AR1 to GR. At this time, I don't have that option. It's going to have to be a double wide or stick built. Right now, I have four parcels. One is a double wide. Quarter of a mile down the road each way, there's a total of 12 double wides, 4 single wides, and a single wide that was right next to my parcel just became, they added on to make it a C grade. So if this was in a, you know, sophisticated subdivision, I wouldn't be asking this. But what's around there now, the surrounding areas, I think this will still suit what's in that area. So with your recommendation or approval, I'd like to move on as to change this zoning.
All right, sir. Well, let's see if anybody has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Ross.
I came by there tonight on my way in because I can just kind of do that. And I would agree with you that there are a number of single wides in the area. There are 5-acre strip lots predominantly, mm-hmm. with a single wide on a road front and trees in the back, kind of a waste of land, but we've corrected that deficiency in code. The issue we have here tonight, Mr. Godwin, is we often get blamed for spot zoning, and GR is one of those zoning categories that has some allowances that other zoning like AR don't allow. And so trying to noodle through this to accomplish what seems to be something appropriate is the question. Are you contemplating any deed restrictions of any kind on the lots?
No, I'm not planning on it at all. I mean, if I have to, then I would. But
I don't think you have to do anything.
Right.
And hopefully Vince, or Mr. Robertson, or you or Mr. Lightken to weigh in so that we clearly understand the code. But my understanding is that GR allows up to 4 units per acre, where AR only allows up to 2 units per acre. Is that correct?
The GR would allow 4 units to acre if you had to central sewer.
Right.
I mean, as stated by the county engineering, it doesn't appear that that's going to be available.
Right.
At any time in the future. If it's on septic, then your septic's based on whatever DENREC requires, and that would be on 3/4 acre.
Right.
Unless there was a method to apply for a cluster subdivision, then you could get more units than that if the land was suitable for it. Mr. Goblin's got his approval, I believe, on all 4 of his lots for septic systems.
Correct.
They were approximately 1+ acres, each one 10+ acres.
Not big enough for a cluster either.
Yeah, it's not big enough parcel for a cluster.
No, there's not.
Doesn't work unless you combine other parcels.
And plus you get in, just to add to that too, you get into issues because it's on the county road of frontage and other things, you know, because that would limit it, you know, what you could do. Yeah.
The property to the rear of your lots there, is that farmland? I can't recall. What was it? It looked like kind of scrub woodland.
I think it's supposed to be farmland. I don't recall them having any beans or corn in it the last 2 years. I think also they have that maybe a couple acres there they could till, and then the rest is wooded. So I'm not really sure if they are farming that or not.
It looked like a very large area of farmland in back. According to the aerial map, those are 5-acre strip lots that run from Johnson Road, and they're just lines that shoot out. And of course, there's no building back here on this aerial photo. So unless somebody came in and started buying the rear of those strip lots, I really think the odds on any kind of a high density general residential application are remote at best. The sewer that's depicted on this site plan, are they still current or valid?
Yeah, they're valid 5 years. I think it's been 3 years. The double wide that's on there now obviously has an LPP system, and the other 3, like I said, they've been approved, and I think it's a 5-year window.
And they'll have on-site well?
Yes, sir. In individual driveways, which all was approved by DelDOT.
Mr. Chairman, I don't think I have any additional questions, maybe so I can pick up any slack.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Goblin. And thank you for giving us your time this evening as well. Is your belief that this development that you will create and the housing that you will create will be in conformity with the surrounding neighborhood?
Yes, sir.
Yes, and that you're promoting the general welfare of the county by providing a more economical housing? Is that the goal?
That is my goal. I mean, we all have goals of retirement, and my goal is to maybe have some rental property so I can retire and live a good life,
mm-hmm.
or a life,
mm-hmm.
Per se. But you know, again, this economy. Right now, I couldn't put a stick-built house if I wanted to. So if I have to go with a trailer right now just to start off and build up to it,
mm-hmm.
then that could be my intentions. But again, I want to have the option of having either or.
Mm-hmm.
And this is by changing the zoning was the easiest way, or I think the only way of doing this.
I noticed your subdivision survey was, I guess, maybe about 4 years old. Had you made any efforts to try to sell a more typical housing in those 4 years, or had you found that your efforts were
not? You know what? To be honest, I haven't tried anything. I mean, my wife and I talked about placing a house on there, but as far as, you know, actually coming up with a plan, no, we haven't yet. It's just the times are hard right now, so.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Johnson.
So is that, Mr. Lang, these are already pre-approved lots?
The lots are approved as a minor subdivision.
As a minor subdivision, okay. I understand the application, Mr. Chairman. I have no questions.
Okay.
Mr.
Mr. Burton.
I understand the application, and from going out there, it looks as if it's going to be, my thought is, it looks like you're going to continue what is along that road. Is that?
Yes, sir. Yep.
No further questions.
All right, then. Well, thank you. All right, Mr. Godwin, if you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest.
I have a question, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot the rest of the group. Pardon me.
I just was
Mr.
Curious.
Lank.
Which of the four lots has the improvement of the double wide?
That would be lot two.
Lot number two.
If you are looking at the map, it would be the second one from your right.
Okay. That's all I meant to know. Just trying to show that there is an improvement on one of the four lots.
Absolutely. I apologize for skipping ahead. Mr. Abbott?
I can't think of any for him.
Okay. I guess that's too bad. All right, then. Counsel?
No questions. Thanks.
All right, sir. If you would take a seat nearby.
Thank you for your time.
And we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1714 William F. Godwin, Jr.? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1714? Yes, sir. Please step right up. Give us your name. You may have the floor.
My name is Raymond Luce. I have the property that's right adjacent to the property that he wants to rezone. I got a notice in the mail from you folks about the rezoning.
Yes.
10 years when I bought my property, we moved out there to get away from the city, houses and houses and houses. And now we couldn't know but put our house on this much land and we couldn't do anything less. Now this gentleman buys his 3-point-some acres, and for him, he wants to get a rezone so that he can put 3 more houses on top of that property with the one that's already existing there. When's that going to stop? I mean, would that mean that I could come and ask for a rezoning and put 3 more houses on my 4 acres of land?
Well, these lots are already created.
Well, they've been perked.
They already exist as a subdivision.
Right.
So what's really being asked here is that we change the zone to GR, which will allow single-wide mobile homes. And those lots already can have a stick-built or a modular or a double-wide with a concrete foundation and so on. They're already good for that. So we're really only concerned with this one issue. If you have sufficient to answer your question about your ability, you should certainly come in and talk to someone on the staff. If you have sufficient road frontage, you could probably do the same thing he's doing. But
well, that's not my purpose. You know,
we moved out
and bought this acreage so that we could have the country life and get away from the humdrum of house after house after house. And now here, it's getting ready to happen again. If you approve,
fortunately, that train's already left the station because those lots have already been created and approved.
Mm-hmm.
So there can be houses there. The only question we're talking about is what type.
Right.
So I know that's not what you want to hear, but
no, that's really not what we want to hear.
That's the situation we're in.
If I could expand on that just so we're clear, the size of those lots and the number of houses that could be built there, that didn't require a change of zone. I mean, that's the basic AR zoning that exists as sort of the base zoning throughout the county. So that there wasn't anything unusual or particular with regard to the creation of those 4 lots. I mean, they're 3/4 acres or more, you know, which is permitted pretty much everywhere in the county. So he's just seeking to, as Mr. Wheatley said,
to be able to put a mobile home in there.
Yes, instead of a stick-built home, it would be a single-wide mobile home through the GR zoning.
Okay, and to answer one of your questions, that field that's directly behind that property that he has obtained, the people back there do farm it. They use it for grass hay.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he cuts hay all year long back there. Right, sir. Thank you for your time.
Mr. Lease, I believe you'd asked if the property perked, and how it's referred to now, Director Lank did say that Mr. Godwin has sought and obtained septic feasibility. Am I not correct, Mr.?
So the septic location to actually show up on survey.
So he has gotten that far along. So to answer your question, yeah, that land will accept on-site wastewater treatment and disposal.
Right. Systems. See, now, when I had my property perked right next to him, you know, I had to use a mound system. My understanding is that they perked and it's going to take a leaching field. But yet, one of the houses that's on that property right now has to have an LPP.
That'll be up to Denmark, Department of Natural Resources. But the survey shows the location for the lot adjoining you that the septic field was to be in the front yard. On the next lot, it was in the front yard. On the third lot, it was in the front yard. And on the fourth lot, it's in the rear.
Yeah, where the LPP is right now.
Similar to where yours, I think yours is shown too, but yours is in the rear corner of your lot.
Yeah, my mound sits right there adjacent to the property.
Right, they had to locate yours to be able to do their distance requirements.
Okay, well, you answered my question, folks, and I appreciate your time.
All right, sir. Well, we thank you for your time as well. Okay. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. I'd like to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.